those are great meetings. We held our region roundup series throughout the state. Over 75% of our chapters were represented through those regional meetings. We had a good opportunity to bring in some speakers and talk about some of the stuff that's going on with research for cattle here in our state of Georgia, and also some of the things that we're doing legislatively and getting geared up for the upcoming legislative session.
And Bentley talks about one topic in particular they received questions about.
A lot of the folks had questions on what's been going on with the state checkoff. That's something that we're very proud to have been a part in pushing. That's managed by the Department of Agriculture, and we are a contractor there with the Georgia Beef Board, and we do receive some funds for promotion. But what we're most proud of with our state dollars is that that can go towards production research. So the University of Georgia does a great job. We have a lot of great researchers here in our state that are able to work on issues that are specific to Georgia cattlemen, things like pink eye or fescue. Or fescue toxicity. We do a lot of that research here in state, and it's a program that we should be proud of, and I want all producers to know that that'll be coming up for a referendum next year, and we should vote to keep it because it's very important to our industry, and it'll be very important to getting us back to where we were the last couple years.
To learn more, contact the Georgia Cattlemen's Association office in Macon. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.